And we'll stay in Congress. If this were a normal year, lawmakers might be tackling just one big thing. This is not a normal year. Along with health care reform, two other huge bills are bubbling on Capitol Hill: financial regulation and a new energy policy. This historic confluence of issues has the Capitol swarming with lobbyists and very awash with money. Today, NPR's launching a new investigative series to report on this. We'll call it Dollar Politics. And in this first report, NPR correspondents Peter Overby and Andrea Seabrook look at the lobbying effort around healthcare reform.
A Senate hearing room, people gathering for the session. There's a sense of anticipation.
Wood-paneled walls, plush carpet, long tables arranged in a square with 22 armchairs for the senators.
This is the official kickoff of health care reform, the first real legislative action.
At each senator's place, a microphone, a glass of ice water, and one other thing.
A stack of papers 2 feet high. The smaller chunk of it is the bill. Most of the stack is changes senators want to make.
Senator Chris Dodd brings to order the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions.
This is about as historic as it gets for all of us. 100% of our fellow citizens will be affected by what we do in the area of health care. Every consumer, every business, every provider as well. And so this is truly historic, the journey that we're beginning this morning in this committee to deal with this issue.
Now, if you follow Congress at all, you've probably seen something like this on C-SPAN.
The senators, the staff bustling around them, passing out papers, whispering in ears.
But suppose you could turn the camera around, look away from the senators toward the other half of the room, the part that's not on TV. What do you see?
You see rows and rows of chairs, 200 seats, and they are full, many of them with lobbyists.
These days, just about every interest has a lobbyist. Drug manufacturers, hospitals, doctors, pharmacists.
Marriage counselors, chiropractors, unions, and that's just a fraction of the groups.
This room is packed with people taking notes, thumbing BlackBerries. They're here to witness as this committee takes a step toward overhauling an industry that makes up one-sixth of the economy.
Bill Vaughn lobbies on health care for the Consumers Union. That's the nonprofit that publishes Consumer Reports. Vaughn worked on the House Ways and Means Committee for 36 years, and he helped write some of the big health care bills.
The people that you see are everything from office interns who are collecting testimony to people who've been lobbying for a long time, who have friendships with various members of the Congress or staff, and hope to be seen. It's a reminder that their interests are at play. It's a very social thing.
And Vaughn says there's another good reason to be in the room if you're a lobbyist, to gauge the vibe.
We've worked on health reform in this country since 1915, and you can go and you say, this is another one of those hearings and nothing's going to happen. And it's going to be another year and the intensity is not there.
This time, Vaughn says, it's different.
This year I'm smelling intensity. I hope so. And you can only get that by being in the room.
Being in the room.
As we launch NPR's Dollar Politics series, we were in the room, too.
And we were taking pictures, not of the senators, but of the lobbyists. You can see them at NPR.org.
See, lobbying is a booming industry in this country. Millions of dollars are flowing into it. Millions more flow to members of Congress. Campaign contributions, targeted and timed to bolster lobbying efforts. 4 decades ago, when Congress passed Medicare, the opposition pretty much came from one big group, the American Medical Association. The AMA opposes a public health plan today as well, but it's not the only voice anymore.
Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He says everything's changed in the past decade.
Today, healthcare has hundreds of different interest groups, each specialized on a different issue, each with its own war chest, each giving money, and each seeking to protect its interests.
And that brings us back to the room, the lobbyists, and our photos of them. Who are they? Who do they work for? What do they want healthcare reform to look like?
We'll tell you about some of them tonight on All Things Considered. Peter Overby.
And Andrea Seabrook.
NPR News, Washington.
And there is lots more on this series at our website, npr.org, including the photos of some of those healthcare lobbyists.